We do want to do our leading with 2020 vision and give Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets a few minutes to talk with us. We do have our IU Health guest on the line as well. Mayor Sheets, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for holding on the phone this morning.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
So, Judy,
it's a busy morning for you.
Yes, yes, it's turned out that way. So, what's going on in your world right now?
Okay, the big thing is right now that I'm excited about is Monday night we passed our 2021 budget along with our salary ordinances. So we have 5 days to submit that to the state. So we met our deadline, and I'm really excited about that. We also got some good news on the CARES Act money, and it looks like that Frankfort is going to be able to collect what they're eligible for. So we've had some good things happen for us.
And also you got some news about the MVH funds, too.
Yes, that was great news, and I appreciate Jason Forsyth, our street superintendent, working on that and making sure that that happened. Something that's going to be very valuable in the future because our MVH funds can always use more revenue.
So Trick or Treat is Saturday night, and the Trunk or Treat TPA.
Yes, we set the hours 6 to 8 for trick or treating. And then we'd ask people, you know, be cautious when you're out. Make sure that if it starts to turn dark, which it could very easily by the time this is over, make sure you have reflective clothing. You know, there's adults with the younger kids. And if you want to participate in the trick-or-treating, I think it would be a good idea to turn on your porch light so that they know that you're there and want trick-or-treaters. We have several other things going on within the city. The big event at the park, Trunk or Treat, and that's where our police, fire, and street department will be as well. They won't be allowed to get out of the car. It'll be a drive-through event, but they'll be able to see all the different vehicles that are decorated and passing out the candy. And then there's other churches and other community events going on. So I'm excited about that. I think it's good that we can halfway do something normal for the kids so that they can still enjoy Halloween.
Do you sense the possibility that we may be going in the wrong direction here for something that we've been dealing with for a while now?
I am concerned. I thought we were headed in the right direction, but I'm a little concerned with the numbers right now. So we're keeping a close eye on things to see, you know, what direction we need to move in, if we need to make changes or whatever. But I still encourage people the same as wearing the mask, the social distancing, and, of course, sanitizing. So let's hope we can get this back to the lower numbers.
You guys, for Old Stoney, do you still encourage the appointments, or what are you doing for Old Stoney right now?
Well, they can actually come in. We ask them to wear a mask. We have a sanitizing station, and then they can walk up to each one of the offices. They cannot go in offices yet. We have plexiglass up so that they can ring a bell or, you know, bring attention that they're out there needing help.
Okay. So are we missing anything you really want to talk about here real quick other than what we've already talked about?
Can't think of it. I think you have a busy morning ahead. So
I think we do too.
Mayor, thanks for your time.
I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me.
Okay. Thanks, Judy. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Yes, we certainly appreciate her time as well, getting to squeeze in here.